Team Me. Transforming personal and professional performance. Is there any part of your life where you simply feel stuck? It's as if you're facing a wall, a roadblock, an impasse of some kind that restricts your progress, steals your joy, limits your potential, and confines you to a cage of a life so ordinary. Many people have learned to live with a sense that this is our lot, and believe that they really shouldn't expect much more from life. Others may be a little bit more determined about what they really want, and have progressed towards their goals, getting a promotion, building stronger relationships, achieving financial stability, delivering on a significant project, or even making some kind of breakthrough discovery. But they too will probably admit that there are other areas of their lives where they've done not quite so well. If you feel you fit any of these categories, this material will provide you with an approach that has revolutionized many lives already, helping people to break through their ceilings of fear and tap into strengths that have previously lain dormant. The story of my life. By the time that I'd left school, I had learned that there were many things that I really wasn't very good at. I could name a small handful of things that I could do quite well, things that I enjoyed and spent time on, but it was hard to see how I could make a good living, in fact, any kind of living at all, out of any of these things. I would get inspired, I'd progress to a certain level, and then, for reasons that I could not fully explain, seemed to hit a ceiling, a wall, an impasse. Things would just seem to stall. I would find myself losing interest, and soon enough, I'd simply give up. It was many years before I realized that one of the primary reasons for my numerous failed ventures was the way that I would respond to criticism. I would take just a little criticism from someone, from almost anyone, as a very good reason to give up completely. Instead of continuing my advance into new and exciting territories, I would retreat into my own world, isolate myself from the people around me, whom I deeply needed and later discovered actually needed me, and disengage from many valuable activities that would have helped me significantly in the days to come.